No. These walls aren't to keep out an explosion. They're supposed to contain one.
Bobby frowned. What are you talking about?
The future. The future of our world. Our future, son.
Bobby said, There are others who knew I was coming here. David, Mary, Special Agent Mavens of the FBI. They will be here soon, and then I'll be walking out of here with her. Kate watched Hiram's eyes, glancing from one to the other of them, scheming. He said,
You're right, of course. I can't keep you here. Although I could have fun trying. Just give me 5 minutes. Let me make my case, Bobby.
He forced a smile. Bobby struggled to speak.
That's all you want? To convince me of something? That's what this is all about?
Let me show you.
And he nodded his head to the goons, indicating that Bobby and Kate should be brought into the bunker. The walls were of thick steel. The bunker was cramped, with room only for Hiram, Kate, Bobby, and Wilson. Kate looked around, tense, alert, overloaded. This was obviously a live experimental lab. There were whiteboards, pinboards, soft screens, flip charts, fold-up chairs, and desks fixed to the walls. At the center of the room was the equipment which, presumably, was the focus of interest here. What looked like a heat exchanger and a small turbine, and other pieces of equipment, white, anonymous boxes. On one of the desks, there was a coffee, half-drunk and still steaming. Hiram walked to the middle of the bunker.
We lost the monopoly on the worm cam quicker than I wanted, but we made a pile of money, and we're making more. The wormworks are still far ahead of any similar facility around the world, but we're heading for a plateau, Bobby. In another few years, the worm cams are going to be able to reach across the universe. And already, now that every punk kid has her own private worm cam, the market for generators is becoming saturated. We'll be in the business of replacement and upgrade, where the profit margins are low and the competition ferocious.
But you, said Kate, have a better idea, right?
Hiram glared.
Not that it will concern you.
He walked to the machinery and stroked it.
We've gotten bloody good at plucking wormholes out of the quantum foam and expanding them. Up to now, we've been using them to transmit information, right? But your smart brother, David, will tell you that it takes a finite piece of energy to record even a single bit of information. So if we're transmitting data, we must be transmitting energy as well. Right now, it's just a trickle, not enough to make a light bulb glow.
Bobby nodded, stiffly, obviously in pain.
But you're going to change all that.
Hiram pointed to the pieces of equipment.
That's a wormhole generator. It's squeezed vacuum technology, but far in advance of anything you'll find on the market. I want to make wormholes bigger and more stable, much more than anything anybody's achieved so far, wide enough to act as conduits for significant amounts of energy. And the energy we mine will be passed through this equipment, the heat exchanger and the turbine, to extract usable electrical energy. Simple 19th century technology, but that's all I need as long as I have the energy flow. This is just a test rig, but enough to prove the point of principle and to solve the problems, mainly the stability of the wormholes.
And where, Bobby said slowly, will you mine the energy from?
Hiram grinned and pointed to his feet.
From down there. The core of the Earth, son. A ball of solid nickel iron the size of the moon, glowing as hot as the surface of the sun. All that energy trapped in there since the Earth formed. The engine that powers the volcanoes and earthquakes and the circulation of the crust plates. That's what I'm planning to tap. You see the beauty of it? The energy we humans burn up here on the surface is a candle compared to that furnace. As soon as the technical guys solve the wormhole stability problem, every extant power-generating business will be obsolete overnight. Nuclear fusion, my hairy arse. And it won't stop there. Maybe someday we'll learn how to tap the stars themselves. Don't you see, Bobby? Even the worm cam was nothing compared to this. We'll change the world. We'll become rich.
Beyond the dreams of avarice,
Bobby murmured.
Here's the dream, boy. This is what I want us to work on together, you and me, building a future, building our world.
Dad,
Bobby spread his free hand.
I admire you. I admire what you're building. I'm not going to stop you, but I don't want this.
None of this is real.
your money and your power. All that's real is me, Kate and me.